Live from the Allstate Showcase Studio, this is the Steve Cochran Show on Chicago's very own 720 WGN.
7:13, we're excited to be a part of the Warrior Games coming to Chicago this late summer. And joining me in studio is Captain Brent Brining, proud product of Naperville. How many years in the Navy?
27.
You look great.
I feel great.
It's a good life for you. Was it ocean spray washing up against you?
It must be, yes.
Well, Captain, explain what the Warrior Games are.
Well, Warrior Games have been going on since 2010, and this will be the first time that we're coming to Chicago outside of an installation or the Olympic Training Center.
Right.
It's an opportunity for wounded warriors to get their feet back under them and compete in adaptive sports. So it's very similar to what we see in Paralympic sports. The difference being that not only do we focus on those with injuries, we also focus on those that have serious illnesses, post-traumatic stress, cancer survivors, that kind of thing.
And that's part of your world every day.
Every day, yeah. So I've been the director of the Navy Wounded Warrior Program for the last 2.5 years. It's been a great experience, very honoring to me to be able to give back to these folks that have given so much for their nation.
The games will take place when?
June 30th through July 8th, all downtown.
Yeah, that's
here
midsummer.
In Chicago.
I said late summer. That's midsummer.
Right in the middle.
Yeah. Actually, right at the beginning of summer, technically, right? And we're going to be a big part of helping you mouthpiece this because we want great crowds out there to cheer these folks on.
Yeah, we appreciate the support. Any way we can get the word out to get folks excited about these games and coming out, filling the stands and cheering. It's a life-changing experience. It really is for people to come out and see people competing who have disabilities and overcoming.
And amazing athletes. Let me introduce a couple other folks here who are a big part of this. Letitia Tisch Strobes, Vice President of Strategic Initiatives at Fisher House. And good morning to you, Tisch. How are you?
Great. Good morning. Thanks for having us on.
Okay, if I call you Tisch?
Absolutely.
Oh, okay. I'm a big fan of Fisher House, but for folks who don't know, explain what you guys do every day.
Well, thank you for your support. We appreciate it. Fisher House builds comfort homes on medical campuses at VA hospitals or military installations so that when your loved one is in the hospital, family has a place to stay within walking distance and is able to be there at the bedside when they need it most.
And if you've ever been in a Fisher House facility, it's amazing. And everything's taken care of. You know, all you have to worry about is the person you love who's getting care. So I salute what you guys do every day. And your involvement in the Warrior Games comes from what?
We have been involved actually with the Warrior Games for over 7 years now. And we believe that family is an integral part of healing. So, you know, we were there at the worst of times for these service members and their families, and to be able to be there at the best of times to support them in this incredible journey and triumph is what we're doing.
Hold the line for me one second. I want to make sure we can get both of you on the air here without hanging up on you, which is my specialty. But let me bring in here as well William Edwards, International Strategy Specialist from Boeing, one of the global corporate partners. And thank you, Boeing, for doing this. Good morning, William.
Hi, Steve. Thank you very much for having us.
And your impetus to be involved outside of the obvious patriotism and, you know, Boeing being a good partner for the military forever?
Well, you know, we're really honored to be a presenting sponsor of the Warrior Games, partnering with the Navy and Fisher House, as well as others, to bring this fantastic, you know, event here to Chicago. You know, whether it's providing first-class capabilities to our warfighters when they're away overseas, or whether it's, you know, supporting first-class organizations and efforts like the Warrior Games when they're here at home, you know, support to the military veteran community is deeply ingrained in who we are as a company, and we really look forward to giving really this incredible group of wounded warriors this great platform to demonstrate their skills, their dedication, and their passion, and you know, to be able to do it here in Chicago, home of our corporate headquarters, and
it's a big deal.
The captain mentioned, yeah, the first time it's not been on a military installation. It's a great opportunity.
Was it a big deal to decide to go to a public place? Because that takes on a whole different set of challenges, Brent.
Yeah, it is. It's been a 2.5 year endeavor in the making. We went out and looked at 7 different locations, looked at some installations, and really Chicago came to the top. It's a Midwest town. I have some affinity, obviously, from growing up here. But we really want to be able to touch those 95% of Americans that don't have a connection to the military. And we thought Chicago would be a great place to really bring our message of sure. how we support Wounded Warriors, as well as what does the Department of Defense do on behalf of our nation.
What type of events were you looking at?
So we have 8 athletic events. We got seated volleyball, wheelchair basketball, archery, air rifle, track, field, swimming, and cycling. And we're opening up at Soldier Field, closing ceremonies down at Navy Pier. 60% of the events are at the McCormick Convention Center. And then our premier events are going to be at the United Center for the gold and bronze medal rounds for the
cool.
basketball and volleyball.
Great venues, because there's parking, too.
But there's parking, yeah.
I would equate watching these to watching a marathon, you know, because you get into it and you start cheering, and it becomes very emotional to be a spectator, too.
It does. And the incredible thing that you're going to find is not the people that are crossing the finish line first. 2 years ago in Quantico, we had a 100-yard. It's supposed to be a dash, so most of the athletes are finishing in 12 to 13 seconds. Because these folks, even though they have disabilities, they've been training, and they're pretty good. There's one British nurse that was a part of that, and she had some musculoskeletal issues. It took her literally 10 minutes, step by agonizing step, to get across that finish line. It was just amazing, the swell from the crowd as she got up to that finish line, and the excitement to cheer the last competitor across that line. So it sends shivers down your spine, and this is what the public can expect when they come out to these games. It's just going to be amazing.
Yeah, you'll feel better about who you are and about who we are as a country, and boy, do we need it now. William, going forward with Boeing, I assume you're going to have a big portion of the corporate folks out there with you?
Oh, yeah, we're definitely going to try to get, everybody else out that we can. I wanted to chime in and just share something about the impact of organizations and projects like this that I've seen myself. As I'm a cyclist, and I've ridden with veterans who have taken part in the Warrior Games and been part of other programs, and I've seen firsthand the difference that programs like this can make. People who went from multiple suicide attempts, thought they had nothing to live for, to people who became Paralympic national champions, Olympians, gold medalists, people who through projects like this found not just the will to live, but excelled and became the best in the world at what they do.
Yeah,
it really is inspiring.
And Tish, since you deal with the families all the time, and Fisher House was so family specific here, I assume this means an awful lot to them as well, huh?
Absolutely. And one of the exciting things that we also do is bring family members of the athletes out as well, because as we all know, a family serves the military together. And they, too, are on that healing journey, and they are very much a part of the process and the VIPs, just like those athletes are. So to be able to bring them all together and to watch that, like Brent said, this is a life-changing experience, not just for the athletes, their families, who many for the first time you're seeing them come together in incredible ways, but also for those spectators to be there. And we're just incredibly excited that the American people who so generously give to us, they're able to actually be there and experience this firsthand.
By the way, Tish, if people want to contribute to Fisher House, because so many kind people help keep Fisher House in business every single day and help more homes be built and more people be supported, what can you do?
They can go to our website at fisherhouse.org. We have a donate button there. Would greatly appreciate the support. And just in case people don't know, there is actually a Fisher House at the Heinz VA here locally in the Chicago area. And they will also be a part of the game. So we're excited that a lot of our managers are going to be coming out to,
cool.
to celebrate this as well.
And I would argue the best VA in the country. There's been a lot of negative talk about the VA. Heinz VA seems to be getting it done and getting it done right.
They do indeed.
Tish, thank you. And William, thank you. And thanks to everybody at Boeing. Captain, stick around. I want to talk to you more in just a second about what you do every day and some of the folks you deal with, and tell a few success stories, too.
Absolutely.
More with Captain Brent Brining in the Warrior Games just a second. Let's do the seventh caller. That's how easy it's going to be. I have Chicago Blackhawks tickets courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. And we'll do the seventh caller at 312-981-7200 to win tickets to see the Hawks in Edmonton Saturday, February 18th. You're entered to win four season tickets for next year. And Roe will have tickets to give away as well coming up later on after 3. And don't forget to see Four Seasons, or should say see. Don't forget to see Four Seasons website. How about that? FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com. It's not my first day. Congratulations in advance. We'll get the seventh caller in just a second. Captain Brent Brining is here. If you just turned your radio on, the Warrior Games are coming to Chicago, and it's a chance to see wounded warriors of all types competing in athletic events, not just for your entertainment, but for their success stories in life, of which you've seen many as part of your daily job, right?
Yes, yeah, that's probably the most inspiring thing that I get experience.
Talk to me about PTSD. For a long time, we didn't recognize it at all. I think we've gotten better. Where do you think we are as a country?
Well, I think we've made a lot of inroads. You know, unfortunately, warfare has a lot of bad things that come out of it, but I think that a lot of good that's come out of this last 10 years of conflict is the medical advances and diagnosing post-traumatic stress, you know, both in combat but also to the greater community, too, because you can get PTS from multiple events. It doesn't have to be combat-related, but we're getting a lot better in that regard.
Safe Harbor deals with PTS all the time, right?
Yeah, we do. About 30% of our population is enrolled for post-traumatic stress.
Is the Pentagon and the government in general giving you enough resources to work with for what you need to do?
I think the overall resource allocation is good. I think especially on the behavioral health side, both the Pentagon's health services as well as the VA, it's challenging to find enough clinicians to treat the total number of population size. So. It's a challenge.
It can always be better.
It can always be better, but they got the right people helping out.
President Trump made a campaign commitment throughout to take better care of vets. Has there been any quantitative talk of what that means yet?
I haven't heard any, so we'll see what the
Just
president has
for
in
the
mind.
Best.
Yep. So any more resources that he can direct our way, you know, is much appreciated in that regard.
You talk about 30% of the work being PTS and PTSD. What is the 70%, the safe harbor that we don't know?
Right, so about half of them are injuries. So anything from combat wounds to motor vehicular accidents, motorcycle accidents, that kind of thing. And the other half are the illnesses. So we talked about PTS, but also a lot of cancer survivors are thrown in there. So
sure.
Late diagnosis of cancer, 30, 40-year-olds coming down with it.
If someone is listening and they either want to participate or be a part of it or even just somehow get involved, what do they do?
Yeah, absolutely. So go to dodwarriorgames.com. It's got all the information there. There's opportunities for sponsorship. So we really appreciate the Boeing Company and the Fisher House Foundation is presenting sponsors. We're looking to fill out our sponsorship tiers. So a good portion, half of the money is coming from DOD money, but we're also, because we're coming outside the gates of an installation, we have more costs. So we're looking for commercial sponsors to come alongside us. Also following us on social media, Twitter, Facebook. Get those likes in there so that people start following what's going on.
And also we want to salute the mayor's office and the mayor's office at special events. We understand they've worked really hard to make this as easy as possible, right?
Yes. Victor Legrune, who's the mayor's Veterans Affairs rep, has been fantastic in getting this set up. He was a big impetus about bringing this event to the city, getting us connected with all the city's resources. So we really appreciate their support in making this thing happen.
Captain Brent Brining, thank you for your service.
Thank you.
I think you might make a career of this if you stick with it.
I think so.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And anybody in Naperville owe you money or anything? It's been a while.
It's been a while. I think I've forgotten.
You're okay. You've erased all those debts?
Absolutely.
I know we'll see you quite a bit as we lead up to this, but it's going to be a lot of work between now and then, and we appreciate your work as well and your team. But again, we'll remind everybody, dodwarriorgames.com has all the information you need to get involved on all different levels.
Absolutely. Thank you for the time.
Thank you, Captain. All right, 732. Donna from Elgin, is that accurate? Donna from Elgin just won the Blackhawks tickets, courtesy of Four Seasons. We'll come back at the big story next on 720 WGN.